Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Spending a few minutes now with Delaware Valley University head football coach Duke Greco as he gets his Aggies ready for the 2017 season. Del Val coming off a very successful 2016 campaign, went 9-2. First of all, coach, as we're talking here, a couple of weeks in preseason camp, how's the group looking?
We're excited so far. Our group's looking pretty good, and we're 2 weeks in, so we're kind of ready to go. You know, waiting for that first contest against Wesley next week, and we're excited.
You've got a lot of talent coming back from a group that had a lot of success last year. As you kind of survey the scene, where do you see the biggest strengths on your group here?
Right now, definitely, it's our defense is leading the way. We have a bunch of starters back. We have great talent through the secondary, linebacker core, and up front. So. I'm really excited about our defense. They were excellent last year, and we expect them to be dominant this year. And on offense, we have a few seniors come back on the O-line. Our skilled spots are coming back, and Deshaun Darden's back as a junior to lead the way. So we have a lot of experience, and we're used to playing in big games, and we're just hoping that we can, pay attention to detail and bring a lot of passion every week to the field.
Darden played a lot of football for you last year. How much does that experience accelerate things here going into this season?
It's his offense now. So, I mean, he gets it. He's really, really intelligent. And I'm excited to see what he does with it. I'm going to give him the keys this year, and it's going to be his to run with. And I'm excited for him.
What was your biggest question coming into camp, and have you gotten an answer?
I guess our concern a little bit was up front on the offensive line, just to see how things were going to pan out and at the tackle positions. And we moved John Walsh, who started a right guard for us the last 2 years, out to tackle, and he's had a great camp. And then Bobby Syracuse has stepped up on the left side, and it went from a question mark to probably a strength right now. Those guys are doing well, and up front we have some experience, and we're very intelligent. And I think we're ahead of schedule.
Talk to me a little bit about what Sean Miller means to that defense and that secondary.
He's one of a bunch of guys who are excellent football players on the defensive side of the ball. And Sean brings great leadership, and he has a lot of great intangibles about him. He's a stud, and he's a great leader, and he's just a player. And he's fun to watch. I mean, we have a fun group to watch, and if people are into D3 football, you definitely come out and watch us and watch Sean and the whole group play.
And I guess you're going to get a real good idea of where your group is right out of the bat. They don't get much tougher than a matchup with Wesley to open the season.
Yeah, we're excited. We went down there last year, played, and they're coming up here this year, and we were fortunate to get the W last year. I'm sure they're ready for redemption, and we're just ready to play. I mean, I think this group is talented for us. At the same time, they've sold me. I think they have a passion for the game, and if we can do that consistently, I think we're just going to be – we got a pretty good team.
Your program has been so good at such a high level for so long here. How do you – is it hard, I guess, to get across to the kids to not take that for granted, to know what goes into that? It doesn't just happen because you put the uniform on.
Some years, maybe a little bit. I think definitely not this year. I think our guys know that a couple of things. I mean, we have a different type of kid here. That's why they picked Del Val. That's what makes us unique. And I think they know that in our conference, everyone's out to get Del Val. So you're going to get everyone's best every week, and it takes a certain type of mentality and preparation to be successful year in and year out. We just have a different type of guy. As long as we keep getting the right guy, we're going to keep winning games.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.